A Wyoming legislative committee has been looking to trim education spending out of what is called the school funding model. A Denver-based consulting firm is in the process of reviewing the model to determine how much actually needs to be spent on education in the state. It presented some initial findings this week. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson sat down with Campbell County School District No. 1 Superintendent Boyd Brown and Converse County District 1 Superintendent Paige Fenton Hughes to get their reaction to what they've heard so far.
I would say that the APA, the consultants that were in to recalibrate the school funding model, did exactly what they were asked to do, go out and see what people thought about the basket of goods, decide what that basket of goods and services were, and then to talk about how can you deliver that basket of goods. And it seems very similar to probably the current legislative model that we have. There are some changes there. They talk about probably increasing class size, but as they increased class size, they talked about increasing wages as well. They did talk about looking at some efficiencies for transportation and the possibility of working with the Department of Education to change rules and regulations that might allow us to cut back some money there.
So I agree with Boyd that what the consultants did was go out and look at what best practices are in our state and what's working across the state. I thought that they raised valid issues when there were things that didn't quite make sense to them or things that we could question or study further. But I also didn't hear a lot of cutting. I didn't hear recommendations along that line. I do think that exploring efficiencies are things that all of us are doing anyway, that we need to do and will do. We're all good stewards of taxpayer money. And I think you heard that from the people who testified over the last 2 days, that some of those measures are already being taken, things that the governor has brought up.
And, you know, one other reason I wanted to pull the two of you into this room is that there was a list of successful schools that was compiled by the consultants. And you all both have schools in your district that made it on that 56 school list. And I'm wondering, what does it take to get all schools, all districts on that list?
I guess I would say that money is no guarantee that you'll make it on that list, but the lack of appropriate resources makes it very, very hard to supply and provide the best education that you can for students. So the best chance for all of our schools to be on that list is to adequately fund and resource all of our schools, regardless of location or size. One thing that did come up the last couple days was about leadership. And the fact that they've heard from a lot of people across the state about administrative salaries and administrative positions. And I will tell you, and we heard it here, that leadership makes a big difference. And I think that one of the reasons that our school was on that list is because of a great leader and a great assistant leader in that building. And so it's easy to attack administrators and to make comments about how that should be cut, but I bet there's a great leader in almost all those schools on that list.
You know, one of the things that's important for us as superintendents, we get together two or three different times a year and we talk about what's going on, who's really doing some good things in their district, and we share those. We try to get out there and do some of those things. 2 years ago, we as the superintendent's organization, talked to the Wyoming Department of Ed about bringing in some more training for professional learning communities, collaborating within the school and trying to get best practice going there. With the money that was influxed into the state at that time, we were able to do that. But it still continues to take that training. The idea of having great leaders, that's a local deal. It's like when the legislature sets a speed limit. Not everybody drives the speed limit. Some people drive a little bit under the speed limit. Some people drive the speed limit. Some people drive above the speed limit. And it's up to those local people, those local law enforcement people, to take care of that. That's what our school boards are and what our superintendents are. we try to do the best job. It's in our best interest to have the best leader, the best teacher, the best bus driver that we can have. And to do that, we're going to get the best training that we can. And there's times that we make bad decisions. There's times whenever we have to let people go. There's times when we have to replace them with what we think is a better quality person. But that's part of what we have to do at the local level. You can't do that from Cheyenne as a legislature. You have to let those local people that are elected manage that local district with their administration to do the best job that they can. And there's not one superintendent out there that doesn't want every one of their schools on that list of 56. So I think that we try to make the best gains that we can. You look at all your different schools on how they're growing, how they're moving up, what's happened within their school. We know that. We know if we've had an influx of a lot of English language learner students, or we have an influx of a lot of special ed students into a specific school, and why some of those things might change exactly what happened in that school.
And in terms of what the consultants are talking about, is there anything that they brought up that is a newer idea that you're thinking, yes, I see that working in my district, and I'm really glad that's a part of this statewide conversation?
Well, I have been for a long time and worked for the state board when they were an advocate for preschool. Anything that we can do to attack issues that students bring to school when they're young is the best way for us to start our kids off on the best foot and have them grow appropriately as students in our district. So that's one thing that we've certainly heard a lot about it. It's been talk, but it hasn't been proposed as part of a model like this.
And we know that early education is one of the most cost-effective remedies for those kids that are behind. So I don't really see any earth-shattering things that they are recommending or that we talked about or that we looked at over the this recalibration.
So if you're saying that we're not hearing a ton of new information, then is this $500,000 that the legislature has spent on this recalibration process, is it worth it?
You know, I think for the legislators, hiring a new set of consultants to see if the old model was appropriately funding education is probably worth the $500,000 that they spent on it. I think the opportunity for them to see that what their old consultant said and what their new consultant said are probably going to be pretty darn close. So I think that gives them some peace of mind that they're not squandering taxpayer money.
After the last 2 days of presentations, how do you feel about where we're headed?
I think that we're probably going to wind up somewhere close to what we already have. I don't know what you think, Paige.
One thing that was pretty interesting, I thought, was the question that came up about why, if our model essentially mirrors these other adequacy studies, do our costs seem to be higher? And the interesting answer, I thought, to that was that other states don't implement it. So they know what's adequate there, and they're not doing it. We know what's adequate, and we have been so fortunate to be funded at an adequate level. And I think that the legislators are being able to see now by looking at these comparative studies that if you implement an adequacy model, that you will see results from them.
Thank you all so much for your time.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
That was reporter Tennessee Watson speaking with Campbell County District 1 Superintendent Boyd Brown and Converse County School District Number 1 Superintendent Paige Fenton Hughes about the recalibration process, a draft report detailing ways to implement best practices and efficiencies in education is expected from consultants in a couple of weeks.